I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're coming up this weekend on the anniversary of the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, the violence of the Unite the Right rally and the killing of one of the counter-protesters. It was a glaring reminder, if any was needed, of how painful and explosive race continues to be in this country. Here on The World, our aim is the international perspective. So for our next story, we're turning to a man who has an unusual vantage point when it comes to race relations here in the U.S., Terrell Germain Starr is a reporter with The Root, and he's working on a memoir about his experience living in former Soviet states and looking back at his own country. He spent years going back and forth to Russia, Georgia, but especially Ukraine. It's a place he speaks of with a lot of affection, though he says it's not always a comfortable place for a black man. So I asked him what drew him to that part of the world in the first place.
In the summer of 2001, I applied for a volunteer program that slated me to go to one of number of like 15 countries around the world. On the application, it asks you, if we select you for this program, we'll pay for it. Where would you like to go? And it gave you a list of places, and I chose all the black ones, right? And then, you know, I get antsy, submit my application after a few months, and call the program, and the secretary picks up and says, "Hey, Terrell, I'm just getting ready to write your acceptance letter. You're going to Russia." I said, Russia. So I felt a little bit discouraged and a little disappointed. Called my godmother. She said, you know, I'm hoping that she's going to give me some emotional support. And she, just with a very straight voice, she tells me, "Your mama black, your daddy black, your city is black, your college is black." And she went down the whole list of how black my life and existence was, right? So she admonished me basically to try something different. And I just said, okay. And I went. And, you know, honestly, I went to Russia. I had a really great experience. I loved it. And so
you were kind of hooked.
I was hooked. Listen, I had a wonderful time in Russia. I was enthralled. Mind you, this young, nervous 21-year-old from inner city Detroit, Philander Smith, just scared to death. I never imagined that person who was nervous and apprehensive about going to Russia would be talking to you today about how much I'm trying to promote the beauty and the wonders of Ukraine and Georgia and even, you know, having really complex conversations about Russia, because that's a great place, too. I mean, everyone defines Russia by Putin. And that's certainly not the case. And so these are all beautiful countries with beautiful histories. And I think that people have allowed the political climate to paint a negative portrayal of Russia that's not true, and Russians that aren't true, as well as Ukraine, right? I mean, I have no problem talking about the racism I experienced there, but Ukraine is a great place. I have no problem talking about the racism I experienced here. And so I don't want to let anyone – I want to have conversations that kind of really promote how interconnected that we should be. And for me, that hub, ironically, is Ukraine.
Ironic in part because Terrell says he's experienced blatant racism there just walking down the street.
Being a black person there – you do deal with a lot, because I think that as black people, we can't escape racism. White supremacy is a global issue. And so within the Ukrainian context, what I find very ironic, however, is that the authorities there are definitely looking to Washington as a protector against Kremlin aggression or Kremlin expansionism. And my conversations with Ukrainians there, they all look to America as that moral force. And I find it ironic that in my conversations with them, that there are a couple things that they tend to overlook. One, the racism that exists in this country and the racism that exists even in Ukraine. And so most of my friends there are of black and Ukrainian descent, meaning that their mothers are Ukrainian on the most part and their fathers are from one of many countries on the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. And my friends are constantly talking about the racism that they face there and the contradictions of its government saying that they want to be a Western society, a fully developed European nation, yet it refuses to deal with the rising trends of xenophobia and racism. And one of those experiences for me personally took place in this Western Ukrainian city of Yaremche. It's a resort town in the Carpathian Mountains. My first day, I was walking down the main street and some guy drove by very quickly. He threw up the Heil Hitler salute at me and he spit at me.
Wow.
And he was far enough to where it didn't hit me, but he spit directly in my direction and he yelled something at me and I didn't quite understand it.
Generally, though, how widespread is that kind of behavior that you encountered across Ukraine, and how evident are those skinheads?
I want to stress out the fact that I don't believe that Ukraine is a fascist, racist state. That's not what I'm saying. Now, going to directly answer your question, I do feel like there is a growing trend of nationalist sentiment, of fascist sentiment there. It's a problem. And if you just look for gentlemen who wear the far right Nazi tattoos, like, they're everywhere. And they may not say anything, but you can see their signatures, which are their tattoos. You'll also see some of the gentlemen wearing 100, which means 100% white.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it just shows you how complex Ukraine is, because it is a country that suffered under Stalin's expansionism. It was starved during the famine, but it was also one of the countries that that suffered a huge number of losses during World War II. But they also have a history of participating in the slaughtering of Jews. So, like, all these things are true. I think that my responsibility as a black person who writes about race for The Root here in the United States, as well as who travels to Ukraine often, and the purpose of my book is to talk about how complex racism and white supremacy is, and how various groups of people, whether they be Ukrainian or Polish or, you know, why, you know, or American white people, participate in the white supremacist colonial system. And that requires nuance, and it really pushes us to push back against this narrative, this simplistic narrative of, oh, Ukraine is a fascist state and Ukraine, you know, like, it's just so widespread that it's just, you know, out of control, and it's actually not true. And that is that's a very difficult conversation, but it's one that I hope that in book length I'll be able to have and people will be able to engage.
Terrell Germaine Starr is a senior reporter at The Root. He's been speaking with us from New York. Great to meet you, and thanks so much for your thoughts, Terrell.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.